Wyoming has a long tradition of sheep ranching. The first flocks arrived with Mormon pioneers in the late 1880s. By the early 1900s, there were 6 million sheep, and Wyoming led the nation in wool production. Now, there are fewer than 400,000 sheep in the state, and competition in the global market is stiff. But Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards visited one family that believes that, against all odds, the life of the flockmaster is worth keeping alive.
The wind is roaring 50 miles an hour across the high plains, and the wind chill is sub-zero. It's lambing season at the Tronstad Ranch northwest of Laramie. The Tronstad's children chase the lambs around the barn, trying to catch them. Already, 11 lambs have been born. Brian Tronstad, who grew up on a ranch, says it's a way of life they believe in strongly.
I guess our whole thing here was we wanted to find a little piece of land and be able to raise a few animals and give our children a chance to experience some of the things we did growing up.
Part of that dream is to clothe their family with homegrown wool. Tronstad's wife, Lesha, is the fiber artist of the family.
She makes a lot of our clothing, and then with extra wool that we have, we do sell a little bit. So,
are you guys wearing any of your mom's wool right now?
Yeah.
Anything? What are you wearing?
I have a sweater that she made.
The Tronstads raise two breeds of sheep, Border Lesters, a traditional Wyoming sheep, and Rambouillets, a first cousin to the Merino with the same silky fibers. The Tronstads shear the sheep, wash the lanolin and hay out of the wool, dye it, and even hand spin it into yarn. The spinning wheel in the living room looks like an antique from a bygone era. Lesha Tronstad spins from a cloud of wool in a basket.
What I'm doing is stretching out the amount of fibers that I want, so that determines how thick the yarn is going to be.
In the 7 years since they bought their land, the Tronstads have primarily just fed and clothed their family with their flock, but they hope to one day make a go of the ranching business. Currently, the family relies on Lesha Tronstad's income from her job at the University of Wyoming, but Brian farms full-time.
I do. I do a bunch of different things. Uh-huh. Farming is just one of them.
They'll keep going because they believe in a self-sufficient lifestyle. But other wool producers may not. There are very few of the large-scale sheep ranches left in the state. A majority of wool growers have flocks of less than 100 head. The modern-day flockmaster needs to get multiple forms of income from their land. And one reason is because the annual losses of sheep are incredibly high.
Wyoming ranchers lost about 36,000 sheep to both predators, weather, and disease. That's roughly 10% of our industry. No industry can sustain a 10% loss every year.
That's Amy Hendrickson. She's the executive director of the Wyoming Wool Growers Association. She also says it's an expensive commodity to produce because it's hard to get enough grazing leases for large flocks. And the competition with synthetic fibers is high. There are also fewer protections for this industry than many others. And wool producers in places like Australia and New Zealand outcompete wool growers in the U.S., taking up over 80% of the industry. But Hendrickson says there are some economic benefits, since the animals do provide dual opportunities to make money.
Those animals provide a double crop, so to speak. It's rewarding to know that you can provide a protein that feeds people, but also a fiber that clothes people.
Another bright spot for the Tronstad's dream of living off the wool business is the increasing public interest in local goods. Lori Kirk is the owner of Cowgirl Yarn in Laramie, which sells the Tronstad's hand-spun yarns. She prices the yarn significantly higher than other brands.
When it is something that is basically homegrown from your own backyard, and sometimes there's even a little bit of vegetable matter, so they can even leave with a little bit of Wyoming in their yarn, it's very special. And people that truly appreciate the fiber for what it is are willing, and I'm grateful that they're willing to spend the extra money.
Wyoming continues to be one of the larger wool-producing states in the country, along with Texas, New Mexico, and Colorado. But in today's market, wool is increasingly a small cottage industry. But for the Tronstad family, that suits them perfectly. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.